This is VOA News. We are reporting Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump did not sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package before midnight Sunday, allowing emergency unemployment benefits and eviction protections to expire. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation earlier this week, and on Saturday he tweeted his objections to the amount that would be given to most Americans as a one-time stimulus payment. He said, quote, "I simply want to get our great people $2,000 rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill." By calling for the larger amount, Mr. Trump is bucking the will of his own Republican Party, which resisted a Democratic effort to set a larger stimulus amount. Data from the U.S. Labor Department indicated that 14 million Americans would lose their unemployment benefits when the protections expired. The president is spending the holiday at his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. Lawmakers had sent the spending legislation by air from Washington to Florida for the president to sign into law. A partial federal government shutdown will begin early Tuesday if Mr. Trump does not sign the bill. Congress is planning to return to work Monday, interrupting its usual Christmas recess, and could take up a stopgap measure to extend government funding for a few days or weeks while the impasse is resolved. House members are also scheduled to vote Monday to override Mr. Trump's veto of a $740 billion bill authorizing the country's defense programs. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override a presidential veto. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Pakistani army says a military helicopter has crashed in northern Pakistan, killing four soldiers, including the two pilots. In a statement, the military said the chopper crashed Saturday, quote, due to technical reasons, while transporting the body of a soldier to a military hospital. Pakistan has a checkered military and civilian aviation safety record with frequent plane and helicopter crashes over the years. Pakistan International Airlines came under heavy scrutiny early this year after one of its planes came down among houses in Karachi, killing 98 people. In August 2015, 12 people were killed when an army chopper crashed in the northwest. In May of the same year, an Mi-17 army helicopter crashed at a holiday resort, killing 7 people, including 2 foreign ambassadors. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a video message Sunday that the pandemic caused by the coronavirus will not be the last pandemic. He said epidemics are a fact of life and urged people to learn from the experience of this pandemic. Tedros said the world must address what he called the intimate links between the health of humans, animals, and the planet. He spoke on the occasion of the first International Day of Epidemic Preparedness. Tedros said every country needs to invest in what he called the supply of care, the ability to avoid, detect, and mitigate all kinds of emergencies. Federal agents investigating the explosion of a motorhome in Nashville, Tennessee, were searching a two-story suburban house on Saturday for clues to the blast, which injured 3 people and knocked out part of the area's telecommunications network on Christmas Day. Federal agents were also trying to identify apparent human remains found near the exploded vehicle. The motorhome exploded at dawn on Friday while parked on a downtown street of the city at the heart of the nation's country music industry. Police were already headed to the area, responding to reports of gunfire. An automated message emanating from the vehicle warned of a bomb set to explode within minutes. The blast destroyed several vehicles and damaged more than 40 businesses. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee visited the scene on Saturday and said in a Twitter post it was a miracle that no one was killed. In a letter to President Donald Trump, Lee requested a federal emergency declaration to aid relief efforts. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that Israel is hoping to vaccinate a quarter of its population against coronavirus within a month. He made the statement in a video after he became the first Israeli to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.